In the early spring of 1842, the Female Relief Society of Nauvoo united the charitable efforts of women in a desire to support the priesthood in a cause of Zion. The prophet Joseph Smith told the sisters their offering was accepted of the Lord, and the sisters gave unstintingly. Following his injunction to search out the poor and needy and minister to their wants, they called a committee that went from house to house. The members who had means were asked to give, and the needy were referred to the society for aid. Their reports typically read, "One family, poor, sick, and distressed, and no bedding. Two families by the river, sick and nothing to eat. One widow lady, destitute of money." And the donations included sugar, bedding, clothes, onions, flour, whatever they had to give. One sister, having no goods, offered her time, any portion or all, she said. Another would sew, knit, or wait on the sick. When President Smith organized the Relief Society, he predicted better days for the poor and needy. And through the efforts of these devoted sisters, many saints were cared for and comforted. Perhaps this one line taken from their records could best describe these efforts. "We have not said, 'Be ye warmed and clothed,' without trying to do it." To a divine concept, they added their commitment, and to gospel principles, practice. Today's problems reflect the increasing complexity of our time. The welfare services of the church include multiple systems and long-range plans, but the constant through all its development is the application of gospel principles in loving concern for another's need. A Relief Society president knows that in spite of a report which shows members receiving temporary assistance constitute 4% of award, to the sister in distress, it is 100%. Her needs are whole and real. Consider the case of a woman we shall call Sister Allen. Troubled and lonely, she had just returned from a hospital stay and major surgery. 2 months before, her husband had abandoned his responsibility to their family of five. The bishop had visited, and now the Relief Society president came. It was a family needs visit. And as they talked, Sister Allen spoke wistfully of having some cream of asparagus soup and blueberry muffins. These items were not on the bishop's order form and could have been dismissed as not available. But the president really wanted to serve Sister Allen and wondered if this rather special request might suggest a need for more than food. What was Sister Allen's real need? Was it for commodities or for consideration? For someone to demonstrate that she was worthwhile by giving her special attention now when her problems seemed to overwhelm her? Sensing the larger need, the Relief Society president ordered the items available through the storehouse, then assigned compassionate service responsibilities to her visiting teachers and others to provide meals that included the muffins and the soup, and also to show their concern in other visible and tangible ways. Sister Allen responded. She grew better, aided by the food, but more so from their friendship. Each problem is in some way unique. and may require a special sensitivity to the care needed. President Romney said at last October conference, "No hard and fast rules will ever be given in answer to the questions who should assist, how much assistance should be given, how long, and how often should I assist." Caring for others like the quality of mercy is twice blessed, blessing him that gives and him that receives. In giving, we grow in patience, humility, faith, in all the elements of that pure love called charity. Every sister, whether she is single or married, living alone or in a family, needs the opportunity to develop these Christ-like attributes. Relief Society works with priesthood leaders to care for the sick and needy, and at the same time teaches through its curriculum the welfare principles and concepts which help every sister meet her own needs and give to others the kind of care that has always distinguished truly compassionate service. The six welfare principles stressed by President Kimball: love, work, service, stewardship, self-reliance, and consecration are the foundation stones upon which all welfare services are built. Relief Society, incorporating them into its lessons, teaches the Christ-like qualities of pure love or charity, teaches that work sustains, that service gives work its meaning. It teaches that stewardship brings accountability, and that self-reliance allows a freedom to focus on another's need, that consecration is to give all one has. The Stake Relief Society education counselor can foster an understanding of these principles by first identifying them in Relief Society lessons. For example, the relationship of work and self-reliance to problem solving, or the importance of love and service in building self-esteem. Then, recognizing the importance of these principles, not only in helping sisters to serve, but in preparing them to meet or prevent crises in their own lives, she can make certain that they are emphasized in Relief Society teaching. An education counselor should remember the words of the Lord when he said, "I will put my laws into their minds and write them in their hearts." She should recognize her stewardship to see that these gospel principles are taught in the Relief Societies of her stake, taught so effectively that sisters, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. Recently, we met a young woman who had learned to make these principles operative in her life. Bringing Sister Smith a beautiful rose, she came to express her love and her gratitude for the blessings of the gospel. She is handicapped, and so is the more grateful for blessings because she knows so well pain and difficulty. When telling of how she is able to keep a house and care for a husband, she said it does take her longer, but a friend goes to the store to get what she needs, and she has learned to do everything else, or nearly everything else, herself. Cutting carrot strips for a ward dinner is a challenge, but she does it, and in accepting such opportunities, enjoys the fulfillment of service. The desire to support the priesthood in this great latter-day work, first seen in the Nauvoo Sisters, has led Relief Society women over many years to establish health facilities, store grain, serve adoptive parents, and meet other critical needs. This same desire motivates the Relief Society today. Teaching is one means of helping the sisters and their families realize the great promise declared by President Kimball. As givers gain control of their desires and properly see others' needs in the light of their own wants, then the powers of the gospel are released in their lives. They learn that by living the great laws of consecration, they ensure not only temporal salvation, but also spiritual sanctification. That we may each fulfill our stewardship and earn this great reward, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.